Joining me now in KRDO's Afternoon News Studios is Mr. Lojinos Gonzalez, El Paso County Commissioner, and a weighty subject to discuss this afternoon, sir.
Yes, good afternoon, Ted.
It's good to have you here. I do thank you for joining us on such short notice. We saw two announcements come out today, a pleading, if you will, or an ask by El Paso County of CSPD to release that body cam footage of the Devon Bailey shooting. There will be footage released, of course, from two different body cameras from the two officers involved. And, of course, a very shortly later response from the or a statement from the police department that they will release that footage in just about a week from now.
Yes, and so, you know, this region is a wonderful community that's trying to heal, and they want to learn about the facts of the situation. So we in the county or from the county had asked for calm and patience as the investigation continues and the facts are released by the city. So I was pleased to hear earlier today that the city has announced a commitment at releasing the body cam footage towards the end of next week. And that's what the public and what I think everybody wants. Want to make sure the investigation is done right, that there's not a compromise or a hindrance to the investigation, but people want to know what the facts are, and people want transparency, and so we're supporting the effort of the city to release that, and I was glad to see that they made a commitment to release that next week.
And so backtracking a day or so, we have heard from the mayor twice, first, of course, calling for patience and for people to remain calm while they work through the nuts and bolts of the investigation. And then the next is, of course, a direct ask of the police department, a public ask to release that body cam footage. So it sounds like the police department is willing and will respond, and that's what we need. Lojinos, this happened in your district. What is the mood of your community?
Well, it was on the edge of my district, it's an area right. that I teach in and very familiar with, having lived in the southeast part of the Springs. And so I have gotten some calls. They were concerned based on what they saw in the previous footage. But what they want to know what the facts are. And so that's why it was very important for the community to come together, to be united, and then being calm in asking for the facts to come out. And that's why it is important for transparency that this information and the release of the footage come out.
Okay. Have you had occasion to talk with the family at this point?
I have not, no.
And if it sounds like if you're addressing the community right now, what is your ask of the community at this point? Because we have heard from somebody by email today who is planning a peaceful protest downtown, and that person has also indicated that they are expecting counter protests as well. That will happen in the morning hours sometime before noon tomorrow downtown, and that is, of course, to address what that person described as police brutality and other such issues that seem to be on everybody's minds right now.
Well, there are going to be many ways that people will want to grieve and to process this. And so they will be doing it in a method that they believe supports them and their community. And as a community as a whole, we want to make sure that those processes, that grief period is done with calm and some patience. But we do as a county want to ensure that our community, our government partners know that we're there for them, and they can contact me if they have any additional concerns or questions, or contact their city council members who have direct access to the city.
Would you like to offer your contact information now?
I can. They can contact me at Lojinos Gonzalez Jr. at elpasoco.com. Mm-hmm. They can find that on the elpasoco.com website. They can also call my office at 719-520-6414.
Thank you very kindly for offering that, Lojinos. So about a week from now, we anticipate that we will be seeing what is on that body cam footage. And it's It's really hard to say. It's just there's so many perspectives and very, very strong feelings.
And that's why everybody is asking for some patience to wait for that information to come out. We've been a strong partner of the city, our local law enforcement, and the families of our community. And so we ask for that patience. Let's wait until the facts are out.
Okay. Ojinos, I'm hoping that we can have you back after the body cam footage comes out and get your reaction and your thoughts. And it's going to make for an interesting discussion. I think, emotions running high, feelings very strong right now.
I ask for prayers and support for everybody involved and that our community come together and unite and move forward because the fabric of our community is strong and working together in difficult times, I think will make us even stronger.
Ojinos Gonzalez, El Paso County Commissioner, thank you once again for being here with us on KRDO's Afternoon News. The TV team from News Channel 13 is waiting for you, and so we'll get you connected with them as well.